13. The Mystery of the Moonstone. Listening. 2. Listen to the three dialogues and answer questions A and B in the following chart. Dialogue 1. Conversation during dinner between Rachel and older male guest.
Miss Verinder, my congratulations to you on your birthday gift. The diamond is beautiful, and it looks very pretty on your dress.
Thank you. It is lovely, isn't it?
Yes. But may I give you some advice? If you go to India, do not take your diamond.
Why not?
You know that it came from India. Well, many people in that country would like to have it back, and they would do anything to get it, even kill someone. You must be very careful of your safety, even in England. I suggest you put it into a safe at the bank and do not wear it.
But it seems a pity to lock it away where nobody can see it. I want to show it to everyone.
Dialogue 2. Conversation between Rosanna and another female servant during the service of dinner.
And he has such lovely, rich brown hair.
Rosanna, pay attention. What's the matter with you tonight? Why do you keep looking at Mr. Blake?
Oh, I can't help it.
Rosanna, listen to me. You must stop dreaming. It is no good falling in love with Mr. Blake. You are a servant girl, and he could never marry you. Besides, he seems to be very fond of Rachel.
I know, and she is so beautiful. But maybe...
No, it can never happen. You must face the truth. Now go and get the meat from the cook.
Dialogue 3. Conversation during dinner between Franklin and Mr. Candy.
I gave up smoking last week, but since I stopped, I haven't been able to sleep.
Yes. Well, allow me to recommend a medicine that can make you fall asleep, Mr. Blake.
Huh, you doctors. Most of the time, you just guess which medicine to use.
Sir, you are talking about my profession.
Profession? No, you medical people are not professionals. You don't really know what you are doing. You cannot help me. I must just wait until I get better.
You are wrong, Mr. Blake. You are making a mistake. You should go to see a doctor.